Welcome to the Voice of Business, brought to you by FT Press. I'm Julie Pfeiffer with Wharton School Publishing. I'm pleased to have with me today Russ Palmer, author of Ultimate Leadership, Winning Execution Strategies for Your Situation. Russ, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Julie.
Why don't we dive right into the questions I have for you today? You know, reading the book, you have a very diverse and rich career. Can you tell our listeners more about your wealth of experience and how that translates into this book?
Well, thanks, Julie. I first was with a large accounting firm and was the CEO for 10 years. We had 400 offices in 90 countries, 80 partners in the U.S. alone, and they all wanted to be treated like partners. Plus that, being in 90 countries, you had to deal with a lot of different cultures. At 47, I retired from that position and went on to academia as dean of the Wharton School. There, of course, it was totally different. They not only wanted to be treated like partners, they wanted to be treated a lot better than partners. The principal loyalty that the academics have, in addition to the school, is to their discipline. And I was the first non-academic dean. I'd only had a BS from Michigan State University, and they thought this was a little strange, someone coming in as the 10th dean who didn't have a PhD. So we had a different situation. Then I went into my own business as an entrepreneur. We've purchased over 30 companies, and there you have to deal with investment banks and lawyers and other entrepreneurs and community endeavors and very diverse contexts. So I think relative to your question, it's taught me a lot about leading in different environments and different contexts.
And that's a great point. It's a wide variety of contexts, and there's basic principles that you talk about in the book. Can you share a couple of those with us today that leaders should showcase to be successful?
In my office here, I have about 30 books on leadership. I taught the leadership course at Wharton, and almost every one of the books is about one of two things, either the principles of leadership or a story about a leader, but none of those books, and not any of the books I've seen, talk about context. But speaking of the principles first, personal integrity is probably the foundation of leadership. Judgment is something that's mentioned in all the books, and it's something that's innate. It can be built on through experience, but it's not something that can really be taught. Serving as a symbol is certainly a principle for the followers. The followers look at the leader in a different light than anybody else, and the leader has to understand that. Finding out the constituents' goals is certainly another one. How to attract followers. Another principle is building confidence in the followers. Teachers all know this. The more you expect of someone and the more confidence you reflect in them, the better they do.
You know, there's so many and how these relate to different contexts, which is how you address that in the book. And I'd like to say to our listeners to see how these and many more of these principles can be applied. Pick up a copy of Ultimate Leadership by Russ Palmer. Russ, thank you again. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Julie.
Welcome to the Voice of Business, brought to you by FT Press. I'm Julie Pfeiffer with Wharton School Publishing.